What is up, guys? This is my first ever podcast. My name is Diego Drew. I am 16 years old, and I am just now starting my YouTube channel. It's called Foolish Gang. Foolish Gang, everybody. I repeat, Foolish Gang. And I am just starting my YouTube channel. It has only been 3 months. I started my YouTube channel January 9th of 2018. Whenever y'all hearing this. But my first time doing a podcast, so I don't really know exactly what to talk about, but I'm going to just tell y'all, like, how it is. But basically, starting a YouTube channel is not very easy as y'all think it is. It's not. So, when y'all starting a YouTube channel, please make, like, a very good name. A good, catchy name that everybody's going to remember. Something that's relevant to, like, how people are or feel. See me, people that, my audience, people, teenagers that's my age, around my age. So I made up Foolish Gang. And a lot of teenagers like to be part of a group or gang. Not nothing disrespectful, but like, that's just my audience is. So they like to be childish. So I made my name Foolish Gang. So people can remember it. That's my audience. Most of them will be teenagers. And I do gaming videos, vlogs, pranks, challenges, all that. So basically, I try to get my audience to appeal to my name. And you gotta pick a good channel art, good channel picture that's captivating. Like somebody is gonna capture somebody's eye, look twice to make them wanna view your videos. And when you making videos, please, whatever you do, make good thumbnails. Good thumbnails to capture somebody's eye to make them wanna look. If you don't got good thumbnails, it's more likely people do not wanna watch you. So that's one thing, guys. See me, I will not wanna look at no video unless I got a good thumbnail. Like, I watch SS Sniper Wolf. She always has good thumbnails, so I love her videos. Dashy Games, I watch all his videos because he got an animation thumbnail every time he makes a video. So just have good thumbnails. Second, if you make an intro, please make a good intro that make people cringe or anything like that. Like, the H Family, they have a good, like, a well-known intro that's really good to look at and want to see the rest of. So just keep going with that. And always make good quality content. Something that appeals to your audience and what your audience wants to be. So always do that. That's one thing. And just like I said, I'm only my first time making a YouTube channel. I'm just starting out. I'm only 16 years old. So I just want to give everybody else that's want to make a YouTube channel advice on how to do it and what to do. So I'll see you on the next podcast. So I am back, y'all, and now we're finna talk about video tags, channel tags, and some other stuff around, like, the channel as a whole to get people to actually see your actual videos. So let's start off with video tags. Okay, the way that YouTube algorithm works, that you gotta put less tags, video tags on your specific video as possible that relates to what the content you're making and whatever stuff it relates to. But yeah, so like say you have a gaming video, right? And you have a gaming video that's based off of Minecraft. Don't put like 80 tags inside the tag list thinking you're going to get more views or something like that. That's not going to work. Because then the algorithm doesn't know exactly what your topic is about. And can't distribute it to the rest of YouTube without, like, messing it up. So it will not work. So what you do is, like, if you're making a Minecraft gameplay, put, like, 4 video tags and that's it. Just leave it like that. Don't listen to nobody else what they say. Talking about something, put 500 different types of topics and things thinking you're going to get views. Because that's not how it works at all. That's not how it works. So what you do is you're making a Minecraft video, right? You put Minecraft as one tag, but make it first. The first tag that you put in the tag list, the thing that's most likely going to get viewed. And the algorithm going to get based off of that. So you put Minecraft first. That's the main thing that your content is about and what you're doing. So put Minecraft first. Put gameplay second. Gameplay second. Whatever way you want to do it. Gameplay, video game, all stuff that's mostly searched searched on YouTube or Google. Anything that's mostly searched on Google highest, that's what you should put in the tag list that's really based off your content. Don't just put anything that you know is high ranked, because then nobody gonna watch it because it's high ranked, but it has nothing to do with what they're looking at. So these most likely not gonna be able to get no views. Most likely not to get no views. So try to get like a certain type of title that's high ranked on the first page. If you ranked on the first page, you're most likely going to get views off of it. See me, I made a Vine. I make Vines too. I made a Vine that got over 300 views in one day. So, and I put something that relates to everything that people watch when you search up Vine. So I put Vines that make happiness or cure depression, because that's what people mostly search on YouTube. So that's what you got to do. Put something mostly searched on YouTube that's high ranked, and that will help you get more views. So that's it for this podcast. I'll be back in the next one, guys. So now we're talking about channel tags, specifically channel tags. When you make your channel, make sure you have a good banner and a good channel art that's more capturing to them. So when you make your channel tag, right, you're going to put specific things that you do in your YouTube channel that relates to you and what you're doing. So say, see me, I do Vines, games, pranks, challenges. So in my channel tags, when you go on your creative studio and you see channel and you go to your channel tag specific for your channel, put that. But don't put too many, because then the algorithm of YouTube is not going to function, because it's not going to know what exactly your content is about, because it's too much things in it. So don't put no Logan Paul or Jake Paul just think you're going to get more views because you put their name in it. It's not going to work like that. It's not going to work. So please, whatever you do, put stuff that's related to you. Don't put no other YouTube channel that's more popular than you, that got millions of subscribers. It's not going to work like that. So I know I'm giving advice only, and I've only been on YouTube for 2 months, but I already got 134 subscribers in 2 months I've been on YouTube. I haven't even been on it that long. I upload 3 videos a day and got 34 subscribers in 2 weeks, and then I just jumped up to 134. So I'm working on my YouTube channel, Foolish Gang. I'm trying to keep going. I'm trying to be a big YouTuber. So that's what I'm trying to give everybody else advice on how to do YouTube and what to do. So what else are we talking about? Let's talk about names, titles of your videos. When you name your title of your videos, put something that somebody searches in the search bar. Like, say, you're looking up when people have a really bad day. When you try to create a name for it, don't try to create something catchy or, like, as eye flashing. Make something that makes sense and what people actually search in the search bar. So put people having a really bad day. Don't put nothing after it. Don't put no emojis, no exclamation marks. Just put it in there. So when people search it, you'll be higher ranked and you're more to get viewed on. So just do that. Listen to what I'm saying, guys. I'm giving y'all the best advice I can for a person that's just starting out on YouTube. And so I'm trying to give y'all advice, whoever trying to make a YouTube channel and that's not getting successful views or subscribers, just do what I'm telling you and it will work. I promise you, it will work. So I'll be back in the next podcast, guys. Now, guys, we are talking about the YouTube's algorithm. Okay, so now, the way the YouTube algorithm works, it's not based off how many tags you use. It's based off of how many views you get, how many likes, how many comments, how many subscribers. And that will help you to get up there in the ranks of YouTube stars and people like Logan Paul, Jake Paul, SS Sniper Wolf, the H family, all of them. So what you do is, first, when you first make a YouTube channel, you got to get your family members to subscribe to you. At least somebody to at least put you up there. But don't try to press nobody out to watch your videos. Don't try to force people to subscribe to you, because you do not want inactive subscribers, because you basically have subscribers for no reason. I'd rather have 5 subscribers that watch my videos than watch 10 subscribers that don't watch my videos. It doesn't make sense. So what's the point of you having them subscribers? That means basically people going to think you're a fake and you fake the subscribers, or you just force people to do it. So try to get as more active subscribers as possible. Don't get 5 million subscribers and you never be active and never be on your channel, because subscribers does not matter, guys. Listen to me. Listen to this. Subscribers does not matter. YouTube algorithm do not care how many subscribers you get. You can have 1 million subscribers right now, and YouTube will not care. But if you get 1 million views on a video, that's when YouTube cares. So when you get 1 million views on a video and only have 5 subscribers, that's good. That's actually pretty good. Because nobody really cares about how many subscribers you got. It's how many views you're getting. Because you can have 1 million subscribers and only 5 views on a video. It just doesn't make sense. So it doesn't sound right. It looks fake. So as long as you get them views, don't worry about how many subscribers you got. As long as you got over 1,000, so you know you can get monetized and get ads in your video. As long as you got that, you are straight. But if you're getting millions of views on every video and you're doing good for yourself, don't worry about all that. So worry about how many views you are getting. But make sure you do get 1,000 subscribers. That's really good. But the views are really more important to the algorithm than anything else. So just worry about how many views you are getting. Use the right channel tags. Don't use too many. Use the right video tags. Never use too many on video tags. Never. But video tags and channel tags is not important as to how many views you are getting, how many comments you are getting, and how many likes you are getting. Because a video can have 1,000 views and 0 likes. That does not mean you're going to get high ranked on the charts. You're not going to be number one ranked on the type of content you are making. Try to get 1,000 likes and 1,000 views and 1,000 comments. You got to do that, guys. I'll be back in the next one.